Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imaginations come true. All right, so today I want to talk about residual income. Some people call it passive income. It's where you work for something one time and you actually get a payout, a monthly payout, a quarterly payout, a biannual payout, or a yearly payout, whatever the structure of the residual payment is, you get that payment passively, not actively having to engage in work again. So you do something once and get paid for whatever the terms of the passive income agreement is. Now, there's one interesting segment of the industry that I want to speak to for this particular subject is the coaches, consultants, mentors, okay, this segment of the industry specifically I want to talk to about passive income, because this passive income strategy was something that I learned from it being pitched to me by a mentor, by a coach, by a consultant. Now, this is the way it goes. You have a business owner that comes to you to accelerate their income, accelerate their branding or exposure, accelerate their growth, whatever the specific reasoning they hire you, you can create a program, a package, where you can get passive income based on their performance after you're consulting with them, you're coaching with them, you're mentoring with them. And this is huge because it's something that you don't think of, it's kind of counterintuitive, where you just don't think you should get paid for an extended period for doing something or consulting someone or mentoring someone for maybe a one-off period. It could have been a one-month contract, a six-month contract, a 12-month contract. But typically it's not, a extended contract that has no out date, an indefinite service of consulting, mentoring, and coaching. So knowing that you're going to have to do the work once and really do a good job and then get paid by that business owner a percentage of their revenue generated above and beyond the revenue they were generating before you consulted them. So let me explain that. So let's say a company's making $100,000 a year prior to you doing the consulting and mentoring or coaching for this owner. And after working with you for, a month or 2 months, you double their revenue. Okay, so you create a package where you're going to do the coaching, the consulting with them. But not only do you want payment by the hour for your services, or by the month or whatever your terms are, not only do you want that payment, you also want a percentage of the revenue into perpetuity. That means forever. So typically it sounds like this. My coaching and consulting program will cost you $25,000 for 4 hours. Okay, so $25,000 for 4 hours of coaching. All right, that's about $6,000 an hour, right? But I promise that I'm going to 10x your bottom line in 12 months. So you say, okay, I agree to that. And then I say, because of my specialized knowledge that you don't have or didn't have before you got your income 10x, I also want to charge you 6% of that annual growth in income, okay? And you can pay me that yearly, or you can break it down monthly, 6% of the monthly growth, whichever way is easier for the business owner. And if you notice, that coach now has made the $25,000, and because they call that an equity split, where you're sharing your equity, okay, many of them structure it where it's like they have 6% of the company. So that way they can, you know, manage you or the business owner to make sure you pay them that 6% of the revenue. But guess what? They don't have 6% of the expenses. It's just a percentage of the revenue above and beyond what you were making before you hired them. Okay, so you see how that works out? So now, as a coach or consulting or mentor, you're making your $6,000 an hour or your $25,000 a contract, and you're making your passive or residual income off of equity sharing with the business owners that you're helping, or getting 6% of the annual revenue that was increased by your specialized knowledge. So this is huge for someone that's, you know, potentially only getting one or two or three coaching, consulting, or mentoring, contracts a year. If you do three or four contracts a year, you make $75,000 to $100,000 for your services, and then the residual income for the three or four companies that you're getting now, I recommend you do it monthly instead of quarterly or yearly. And look how that one maneuver, that one strategy, has increased your income, and you've done the work once. And once that company plateaus at the next income level, let's say they plateau at $100,000 more than what they were making before you worked with them, now they hire you again, right? And you create another package. I'm not sure how many companies are going to let you keep buying equity or equity sharing in their business for $25,000 and the percentage of income increase. I mean, they may do that once or twice, and then the next time they may just want to pay you a higher contract fee and keep their equity in their company. So think about this. You're going to hear a lot of it. If you're in business looking for coaches and consultants, you're going to hear this because once they're questioning you about your business, your revenue and your product, your expenses, your marketing, all right, they're really doing a deep analysis of your business model. And once they do that, they have all the insight to really help you grow your business if they're a business growth strategist, but they also have the insight of how much money they can collect from you without hurting you, but also how much money they can make you to help you, okay? Now, I notice this is something that a lot of accountants and CPAs are doing. You know, you ask them to do cost projections and, expense projections, you know, or some kind of, you know, cost analysis or expense analysis, you know, on your services and your overall business. And sometimes to get involved with you, if they like your business, they'll you know, use their services in exchange or give you their services in exchange for an equity split, you know, a percentage of your business. So be ready to hear this offer or this pitch when you're out getting mentors and coaches to help you with your business. It's important because you may accept the offer and not be prepared to share your income into perpetuity, meaning for as long as you own that business. And there may be some stipulations that you can't sell the business without paying off your mentor or your coach or your consultant for the 6% equity split or the 6% of the actual the sales price of your business, okay? So know that equity shares, percentages of your revenue, that's something that you can use to get additional income, passive income, if you're a coach, consultant, or a mentor. Go forth and be more prosperous this year than you were last year. I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast.